Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, just tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, I don't know about where you live, but in the South, one of the things I've been hearing a lot about more recently is CBD. More importantly, I think, the benefits of CBD and how it's something that people of all ages can be able to use in a way to be able to help them, not only, of course, when it comes to aches and pains, but also with other things such as stress and sleep. We're excited to welcome to our program today Martin Lee of Project CBD. He's part of the project that Reader's Digest has done. The book is called The Essential Guide to CBD, Everything You Need to Know About What It Helps, Where to Buy, and How to Take It. It's going to be a fascinating conversation because, as I mentioned, here in the South where I am, more and more people now are better understanding it. We'll talk to Martin about that, what it's been like for him to help people to get more educated, but also to realize the benefits that are there. If you guys are just now finding out about the book, of course, we'll let you know how to get your own copy as well. Martin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Great. Thanks to be with you.
So, Martin, as I said, here in the South, the whole conversation about CBD, at least over the past, I would say, 4 or 5 years, has definitely shifted. Is that one of the things that you're noticing, that people are better understanding CBD and the benefits associated with it?
I think certainly there's been a shift in terms of people being more open to it. In terms of understanding it, I'm not sure. But definitely people are more open-minded about it because CBD, cannabidiol is what it stands for, does still, in some minds, carry the stigma of marijuana, which is unfortunate because CBD is not intoxicating. It doesn't cause people to get high. But it does have that association that lingers for some people.
So before we get too much into the essential guide to CBD, because there are some great segments in there, including safety, Martin, which I want to make sure we get into, I want to talk about the organization that you're with, Project CBD. Talk to us about the mission of Project CBD, Martin, and what you hope to accomplish when it comes to educating, but also to be able to inform.
Well, Project CBD is a nonprofit educational service. We have a website, projectcbd.org. that provides information about CBD and other aspects of cannabis therapeutics. Project CBD was launched in 2010, so it's over a decade now. We've been going at it sort of long before most people ever heard about CBD. And we actually introduced CBD into the medical marijuana world in California. We're an organization based in California. At that time, medical cannabis experience in California was very THC-oriented. THC is the sister compound. THC is the high-quartzing component of cannabis. And our mission was to emphasize to doctors, to patients, to others, that there's a lot more to the cannabis plant, particularly in terms of its therapeutic attributes, than just THC. So CBD at that time was quite new to people. We educated people about it. It spread from there, from California. You know, right now it's a sort of a global phenomenon. I think it's one of the most popular health supplements in the world today. So our mission has shifted somewhat, not just simply educating people about the fact that CBD exists, but now it's about how to best use it, how to optimize its effects, you know, how to understand its implications and what to use it for, and how also to navigate the landscape. All the different CBD projects, sort of how to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, so people can know what's what, what's real, what's true as well.
And another thing that I like are there are messages from people of different ages in the book, Martin, about people who have used CBD products. How important was that for you in this partnership with Reader's Digest in this book to showcase that the users of CBD are varied in the way that they look, where they live, and also, of course, how they've been able to benefit?
Well, I think that's what it all comes down to. That's where the rubber meets the road. You know, how effective is CBD for people actually using it? You know, when we first learned about CBD, it was from scientists who were experimenting on mice. So we learned a lot about what CBD could do for the brain of a mouse, but there wasn't a lot of information back in those days what it did for people. And it was our feeling that if it could do anything for human beings, like the scientists were saying it's doing for mice, that this is going to be really something. And it has turned out that way. But ultimately, it comes down to people who are using it. And you're right, there's really quite a various spectrum there. People use it for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes people are grappling with really catastrophic life and death illnesses, and others are using it just as sort of a health supplement, the way they might take vitamin D or zinc or vitamin C to augment their health regimen. And what's striking is the wide variety of people who are using it and what they're using it for and how many people are reporting positive effects.
Yeah. And to that point, I think we need to talk about another thing that you all do in the book, The Essential Guide to CBD, Martin, and that is to separate the myth from the reality. Talk to us about that and how important that was for you to kind of dispel some of the myths out there that can be both positive and negative. Like one of the myths that I remember from the book, because I thought it was an interesting one, was you'll feel the results right away. And it says, you know, the response was, well, it depends. I mean, it's different for everyone. How important was that for you all to make sure that the truth of CBD use was in there?
Well, let's face it. You know, there's a CBD industry now. It's relatively new. It's only been a few years. But there's a lot of very aggressive marketing going on. And sometimes it strays from lack of a better word, the truth. And there's exaggeration. And that's just an unfortunate part of what's going on. So we felt always it's important to dispel the myths. You point out one. The fact of the matter is people respond differently to CBD. We've seen cases of little children with severe epileptic disorders that are life-threatening. That have remarkable turnarounds. I would call them miraculous, where they go from seizing hundreds of times a week to maybe one a month. You know, we see that kind of result. And then we also hear from people who take it, they don't seem to have any effect at all. The fact that we all metabolize drugs differently. CBD is a pharmaceutical compound, and some people metabolize it very quickly. It leaves the body very quickly. It doesn't seem to do much. Some people metabolize it very slowly. People take different amounts of CBD. Different products have different ratios of CBD to THC. You know, so there's so many different factors at play. You don't want to paint it with too broad a brush. But the fact of the matter is people need to be patient. People need to experiment sometimes and understand that you have to sort of work at it. It's not like your doctor says, okay, take two pills and call me in the morning. It's going to take more work sometimes on the part of people who they have to be very observant and maybe willing to go through some trial and error until they find that sweet spot where it's working for them.
It's a really good point and an important reminder for our audience. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, is on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Martin Lee to our program today of Project CBD. We're talking with him not only about the new book published by Reader's Digest, The Essential Guide to CBD, everything you need to know about what it helps, where to buy, and how to take it, but also the work that Project CBD is doing to be able to make sure people are educated and informed. I did mention that one of the things I want to talk about is the safety element, and I'm so glad that you all spend quite a bit of time in the book, Martin, addressing this, because I think, you know, for those who are maybe taking notes, look at chapter number 10, and I want to read actually one of the statements in this chapter, Martin, and we can talk about it and the importance, too, of knowing, you know, what you're taking and how it might engage with other things. In the book, it says this: CBD is not intrinsically dangerous. It is only as dangerous as the drug that it interacts with. Dangerous drug interactions are much more likely with high-dose CBD therapy than with other forms of cannabis consumption. And then, you go on to talk about physicians and consumers should be concerned about this. So I want to talk about that. I mean, as someone is considering what type of CBD product they want to take or should take, how important is that for them in having communication about what medication they're already on?
it is important to communicate with your doctor. If you're already on different pharmaceuticals, and many people, particularly seniors, on polypharmaceutical regimens, they take many different pharmaceuticals. Very important, if you're going to add CBD to your drug diet, that you keep in mind that it turns out that CBD has this unusual property of interacting with most pharmaceuticals that are approved for use by the FDA. Consider that. Many drugs interact with each other, but CBD interacts with most pharmaceuticals. And when we talk about drug interactions, it could be scary, like, uh-oh, that's necessarily a bad thing. And indeed, one has to be very, very careful because it can work in a lot of different ways. CBD can accentuate or potentiate the effects of another drug, or it can minimize them. It can block them. It can go different ways depending on what the drug is. But we should also keep in mind that drug interactions have a positive potential here. I'll give you an example. There's some very interesting research going on among scientists in different countries looking at cancer and the anti-cancer properties of CBD, which are formidable and significant. And what they found is, when you combine CBD with the standard pharmaceuticals or the standard chemotherapy agents for a particular cancer, that oftentimes the CBD makes that chemotherapy agent stronger. It stays in one system longer. Now, that could be very dangerous. Chemotherapy agents, you have to have a very precise dose. Too much, it could literally kill you. The dose a little bit too little, it doesn't do any good, and yet it can harm the rest of your body. But with CBD, because it potentiates chemotherapy agents, that means you could take less of the chemotherapy agent and have still the effect you're looking for, plus the added effect of CBD's anti-tumor properties. And what that means, potentially, if scientists and doctors can harness this potential, it means that you would require less of a very harsh chemotherapy agent that can really trash the body and sort of harm you in the long term. Even if it kills your cancer, hopefully, it can have very nasty side effects. If you can lessen the amount of the chemotherapy agent that you need to take, well, that's a blessing. And CBD has that potential. That's an example of a potentially positive drug interaction. But we do need to be careful about this. Blood thinners is one area that CBD has been shown to alter the amount of blood thinners a person is taking, and that could be dangerous. So you do need to consult with your doctors. If you're taking a blood thinner that requires you get tested every month or so to make sure that there's right levels in your body, if you're going to add CBD to your regimen, you have to get tested right away to see what it does to that level. You might have to just simply adjust that level of the blood thinner. That's fine. It's not dangerous if you know to adjust it. But if you don't, you can have some problems.
Yeah, such a great point. Last thing I want to talk to you about, Martin, and really appreciate this time, is part two of the book, CBD for Health. And I love the way this starts by saying, if you have this book in your hands, chances are you are seeking relief from something or more than one something and have heard that CBD may help. It go on, though, in this particular part to say, unfortunately, clinical research still lags behind the public's appetite for CBD knowledge. So what is your hope when it comes to this book, The Essential Guide to CBD? What is your hope that people who are not as informed as they may want to be, that they are able to take away from this book, that they can be able to use or share with someone else?
Yeah, well, very specifically, what they should do if they want to actually use a CBD product, how to identify a product that might be appropriate for them, how to avoid products that might be a little bit sketchy, but how to just start, because the fact of the matter is a lot of doctors aren't really familiar with prescribing CBD or recommending it. CBD is available as a legal pharmaceutical, but only for children with certain types of epilepsy. And yet we know at Project CBD, there's millions of people taking CBD. The top conditions, as far as we can determine, are for chronic pain, depression and anxiety, and yet many other conditions as well. So how do you approach it? And we give specific suggestions in the book how to do that, how much to take, how do you dose it, and so forth. There's a lot of issues. Ideally, you want to work with a physician who's familiar in this area, but unfortunately, the medical establishment is sort of lagging behind. There is a lot of research going on at CBD, but most of it has been preclinical, meaning animal studies. There are some areas where there's human research as well. For example, there's been studies showing that clearly CBD is helpful for anxiety. These are clinical studies. They've been done in other countries outside of the United States, but the research is valid. So, you know, we wrote this book with Reader's Digest specifically to help people navigate this whole world that's opening up. And indeed, it's true. You know, in some ways, the people taking the CBD are ahead of the rest of the pack when it comes to the scientific community. But eventually, you know, that ground will be made up. But we're in a transition period now. But that doesn't mean people should stay away from CBD. You know, people have a need people are really thirsting for alternatives to the pharmaceutical way of doing things. And they want, you know, medicines that tend to be more natural, less harmful. You know, and CBD is sort of like central casting in that regard. So the fact of the matter is millions of people are taking it. A lot of people don't quite know what they're doing. It's sort of stumbling in the dark. And we wanted to, you know, give people a flashlight to illuminate what's going on.
Yeah. Such an important conversation, and I'm so glad that we could have you here, Martin, to be able to walk us through this. Again, everyone, Martin Lee has been our guest of Project CBD. Again, the book is The Essential Guide to CBD, everything you need to know about what it helps, where to buy, and how to take it. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. And Martin, you mentioned it earlier, but if you don't mind, let our audience know again how they can stay connected with Project CBD.
Sure, projectcbd.org is our website. It's a platform we update regularly. We're always adding new information because this is a very dynamic area of medical science. So there's always new information coming out, and we like to update people on a wide range of conditions. People should check it out.
Yeah. All right. Well, Martin, congratulations to you again. Really appreciate Reader's Digest for bringing this book to the world, and looking forward to having you back on the program again, Martin.
I look forward to it as well. Thank you, Sons.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.